The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Pharisees with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of the disciples ate with meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, in fact, all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed: the purification of cups and jugs, and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and the scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well, did Isaiah prophesy about your hypocrites? As it is written, these people honors me with lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts. You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He went on to say, "How well you have set aside the commandments of God in order to hold the tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother, and whoever curses father or mother shall die.' But you say, 'If someone says to father or mother, any support you might have had from me is gobben,'" meaning dedicated to God, "you allow him to do nothing more for his father or mother. You nullify the word of God in favor of your tradition that you have handed on, and you do many such things." Gospel of the Lord. Following this, Jesus, on another occasion, he says, "I do not come to abolish even word from the law." He accomplished it, but abolished, accomplished. What's the law of Christ? Today we understand the law of Christ is love. As in the Genesis says, we are created in his image, in the image of the divine divinity, the three divine persons, God the Father, God the Son, the Holy Spirit. They are united, they are communion, they are one. Communion, relationship, totally living for other. And that we are made in this image. So first of all, we have to learn from Jesus. Whatever he does, he always asks the permission of God the Father. Even at times, difficult times, he asks, "Father, can you leave me this cup away?" But still he says, "It's not my will, but your will be done." So anytime we want to go away or do some other things, think first, is it the will of God the Father? So Jesus accomplished this law of Christ. It's not that we have no law, but with the spirit of serving, the spirit of doing the will of God. So this is very important for each one of us. We are all called in a different way to serve him. You don't have to watch what the other is doing or what the other is criticizing you. It's not important. Important to see how God sees you.